WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. An announcement a short time ago at Vice President Kamala Harris's headquarters at Howard University. It comes as former President Donald Trump leads Harris in electoral votes so far, 246 to 194, and CBS News projects Trump will win the battleground state of Georgia. Harris campaign co-chair Cedric Richmond tells supporters,
"We will continue overnight to fight to make sure that every vote is counted, that every voice has spoken." So you won't hear from the vice president tonight.
But Richmond says Harris will speak tomorrow. CBS News characterizes U.S. Senate control as leaning Republican. Republican U.S. Senator Marco Rubio of Florida.
You look at Philadelphia, I think the Philadelphia and its suburbs have the highest increase in food costs of anywhere in the country. That's a factor here tonight. That's a factor in this election.
CBS News projects a decisive re-election win for Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson to keep his seat in the U.S. House. Speaker Johnson expresses optimism for the rest of his party.
When Republicans regain control, which we pray tonight that that's what's going to happen, we're going to have the most aggressive first 100 days agenda that anybody's seen in a modern era.
Democrat Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina tells CBS News,
"Well, it's still a path, but it's thorny, and we'll see how it comes out. The fact of the matter is that the blue wall is still there."
CBS News projects that in North Carolina, the state's Democratic Attorney General, Josh Stein, has defeated Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson in the state's gubernatorial race. Stein telling supporters,
"We chose hope over hate, competence over chaos, decency over division. That's who we are as North Carolinians."
Stein is set to become the first Jewish governor in the state's history. A mostly smooth election day nationwide was marred in multiple battleground states by a series of bomb threats. The threats in Arizona, Georgia, and Pennsylvania turned out to be hoaxes, but forced evacuations and some polling places extended hours. The FBI said many of Tuesday's hoax bomb threats appeared to originate from Russian email domains. CBS's Bill Whitaker.
The U.S. intelligence community, the FBI, and CISA all say that Russia is the most active threat. The Department of Justice says that Russia is getting involved in our elections to bolster Donald Trump. They're pumping out fake videos, fake articles, fake social media posts, all of this to spread disinformation so that we will lose belief in our own election system and to stoke divisions among us.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Badgers prepare for Montana. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, the Badgers men's team hosts Montana State tomorrow night. Head coach Greg Gard on all the new faces on his bench this year.
You look across college basketball, I'm watching a little bit of Purdue. I think we all go through it, probably even more so in today's world, just because of the transient nature of everybody's roster that you're learning on the fly.
Last night at the Kohl Center, the Badgers women's team with a 95-68 win over Wright State. Sarah Williams with 29 points, 12 rebounds, and four block shots. NFL, the Packers trading linebacker Preston Smith to the Steelers for a seventh-round pick. The move also saves Green Bay paying Smith $17 million next year. Xavier McKinney on losing games to the Vikings and now the Lions at Lambeau Field so far this season.
You know, we put ourselves in a hole being 0-2 in the division. You know, luckily we play the Lions again, we play the Vikings again. But we got to take care of our business next time we play these teams.
That's Packers safety Xavier McKinney with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, upper 40s in the overnight. We'll have a west breeze around 10 miles per hour. On Wednesday, the clouds stay with us with highs of the middle 50s. On Thursday, sunshine, north winds, highs of the upper 50s. Right now, it's 51.
Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, we are back live Wednesday night with Madison-based comedian and writer Mike Mercury. After that, Civic Media's own sports director Jimmy Cuska joins the show for a discussion about athletics.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy David Pepper, the lawyer, author of many books, including Saving Democracy, a User's Manual for Every American, political activist, former elected official, adjunct professor at the University of Cincinnati College of Law, was the chair of the Ohio Democratic Party for a while, and he writes a regular Substack. DavidPepper.substack.com is the website for Pepperspectives. And if you don't subscribe, it's free. If you don't subscribe to it, you're missing out on some really good analysis and insights, particularly into Ohio politics, but more generally national politics as well. David, welcome back to the program. I understand you're in a polling place in Ohio right now?
Yeah, I'm right across the street from, we have a major polling place in the downtown library of Cincinnati, and that's where I am right now.
Very cool.
I'm spending the day going to different locations advocating for our big ballot initiative here, which is issue one, which would create an independent redistricting commission, which would be a massive win for democracy here in Ohio if it passes.
So that basically is ending gerrymandering. I understand from reading your newsletter that the language is so confusing that most people have no idea what it is they're voting for or against.
I mean, if you and I read the language, we would all vote the opposite way of how we want to, of how we intend, because the Republicans, including the ones in office who wrote the ballot language, they figured out that Ohioans across the board are sick of gerrymandering. So rather than actually debating on the merits, they have basically, it's been a big gaslighting for 3 months, while most every newspaper of across the spectrum would tell you voting yes is what gets the politicians away from gerrymandering, creates rules to prevent partisan gerrymandering, and creates an independent panel of citizens, and gets rid of the current gerrymandered maps. The Republicans have run around and actually just say that vote no gets rid of gerrymandering.
Seriously?
And they wrote
ballot
language. Yeah, absolutely. And the worst part is, you know, lying in a campaign is one thing, but when you lie on the ballot language, I call that an abuse of power.
Yeah.
And that's what they've done. So if you knew nothing about the issue and your goal was to end gerrymandering, you would read this ballot language and you would assume that voting no would get the job done when voting yes is what get the job done. So the reason I'm standing in these polls today is because this is sort of every voter at a time clarifying you want to end gerrymandering, vote yes. And every once in a while, a Trump person chirps behind me, no, vote no. And it's like hand-to-hand combat trying to get people to simply get their will expressed in their vote. Republicans have spent months now just trying to warp what they understand. They figured out finally, those citizens, how bad gerrymandering is.
Right.
Republicans have figured out that they figured it out. So now they're just trying to confuse them into voting no, when they know that if it was a straight up vote to end gerrymandering, it would pass 60% or more easily.
Right. Yeah. It's amazing how, you know, they can't win on the issue, so they just have to cheat. I mean, it's really pretty pathetic.
It is.
What's the state of the Senate race there? Sherrod Brown is, he's a friend of the show. He's on here regularly. He's a good guy. He's, I've known him for years.
It would be bizarre to have him lose this seat.
Yeah, I think it's close. I mean, I would give him still the edge. Mm-hmm. He closed, you know, his opponent, who just shouldn't be anywhere near being a senator, by the way. He's a car salesman. A lot of not so good practices, including wage theft, which he covered up by like the shredding documents. All that's in the public record, so he just shouldn't be there. But he made a big mistake with about 2 months to go in the race. And this is, by the way, this is the most expensive Senate race in the history of the country with all these ads. But his mistake was that with a tracker in the room taping it, he said he just couldn't understand why women over 50 care so much about abortion.
Right.
And that really, if Bernie Moreno goes on to lose, I think that will be seen as sort of the Madison Square Garden moment where he said something, he's on tape saying it, so it's not like it's secondhand. And if what we saw in that Iowa poll is happening in Ohio, that women in their 50s and 60s are showing up disproportionately because they remember, and this is to answer his question, they remember what it was like before Roe, so they're more horrified than people who've never seen that world. If we see that anything close to that trend here that Iowa poll detected, I think that could end up deciding the race, that women of all ages, but women particularly, who often may be more moderate Republicans, if they're voting in the same way we saw that Iowa poll, I think that it might be the end of Bernie Moreno's challenge against Sherrod Brown. I hope that's what happens. My hunch is, and Sherrod closed with very strong ads on that issue for the last couple of weeks.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I mean, I'm one of those old people, and I remember in 1967, I think it was, in high school, there was a girl, my recollection is her name was Linda. I didn't know her well. In fact, I didn't know her personally at all. I just knew who she was. And she just vanished one day from school. And about 2 weeks later, we learned that she had had an abortion, an illegal abortion. Of course, it was illegal then. And bled out in her bedroom. And just, you know, like went to bed bleeding and just bled out. And her parents found her dead body the next day. I mean, those stories unusual.
No, well, you know, it's interesting is the minute that candidate, Sherrod's opponent, said that, I drove to my mother's house. My parents are in their mid-80s. Her father was an OBGYN. She has been fighting this battle her whole life because she remembers her father coming home, and he would explain how much, you know, people would go and get an illegal abortion. They would be butchered, and some never be able to have kids, and he would tell my mom, they are the lucky ones because some just never come back. She used almost the exact words you did. And so that's why I think Bernie Moreno sort of grabbed was the dog that grabbed the tire. He said that to women who have real memory of what things were like before Roe. And that's exactly why they care so much. They don't want to, you know, they've spent their whole lives seeing that it's been better and telling my mom in her mid-80s, in your mid-80s, we're going to go back to the world that was horrible that you grew up in, that your father told you about, is such a nightmare that I think that could end up being a real turning point, not just in the Senate election, but in Kamala Harris beating Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's amazing. My sense of it is, we're talking with David Pepper, the former head of the Democratic Party in Ohio and professor at the University of Cincinnati College of Law and author of davidpepper.substack.com. You've got to subscribe to his newsletter. My sense of it, David, is that this election is going to be a blowout, that Democrats all across the country are going to do really, really well. And I'm hopeful that we can hold the Senate. What's your sense of how things are going?
I hope you're right. I certainly think we have the momentum. I don't think it's just sort of one poll. I think that, you know, my hope is, and my hope is that we get a blowout, not only because that would somehow feel good. I do hope a blowout would get us past the Trump era. I don't be naive about it. Mm-hmm. But at some point, if the guy has lost every election since 2016, which he has, if he loses today,
which was a fluke.
Maybe it's right, which was a fluke, unexpected, but 18, 20, 22. If he loses now, that's we want people in the other party to start figuring out that this is a losing proposition. All the disturbing stuff, all the crazy stuff. But the second thing is, the temptation, if it's close, we know what they're going to try and do. They're going to try and undo it, probably more in a more sophisticated way than January 6th. If we see tonight a blue North Carolina, or an Iowa, let's say, that flips blue, if it is a blowout, I think that really reduces. I mean, I think everyone should, including the DOJ, should be, or, you know, prepared for anything. I was glad to see the Pennsylvania or the DA from Philadelphia say, don't mess here, yeah. You know, F around and find out. But I do think at a certain point, if you're asked to do something you know is wrong, some people respond like they did on January 6th. But if it looks like North Carolina is blue, you might give a second thought, like, I'm not going to do that. The guy lost. I'm not going to risk my, you know, liberty or risk coming across, coming, you know, a side of the law when it looks very clear that he lost, yeah. even in states he wasn't supposed to lose. So my hope for all of us, so we have a smooth transition and not the chaos that Donald Trump wants, is in the same way that Arizona was called at 10 p.m. 4 years ago, my hope is we have a state that surprises us, that ends the drama before Donald Trump tries to start it.
Yeah, and there's a couple of bellwether states. Virginia is probably the top of the list, you know, that will tell us how things are probably going to go nationally, and will probably tell us tonight. It's going to be real interesting. Last question for you, David. If Trump loses and loses big and, you know, kind of goes into obscurity or off to prison or whatever, how does the Republican Party put itself back together? Do they, it seems to me like they've got basically three options. They can go back to being the kind of scam party of Ronald Reagan and Mitt Romney, you know, where they pretend to be there for the average person, but really they're just there for the plutocrats. Or they can, you know, continue down this George Wallace road of being the party of segregation and hate. Or they can actually reform and go back to the Republican Party of Teddy Roosevelt and William Howard Taft and you know, invite some progressives into their party and kind of open themselves up, the Dwight Eisenhower party. What's your sense of which way they would go?
I my guess is most likely the second. I mean, meaning continue to go downhill.
Yeah.
Think about it. Trump has drained the party of funds. One reason, if we win, one reason will be because he took the funds that were meant to get the vote out and help down to candidates, and he's pilfering them for his own legal bills.
Yeah.
Would you give to that party even if you were an old school Republican? I wouldn't. It's a waste of money. You're not giving to a mission of anything but helping Donald Trump. I don't think they're going to let go. I think it's his power source. So I think that, you know, this is about America and what happens in America. But if he loses, the Republican Party brand is truly broken. It's only him.
Mm-hmm.
It's especially broken with younger generations who have only ever seen him as the Republican Party. I think they're in terrible shape financially. I mean, I don't want to get carried away, but if you're someone like a Liz Cheney or one of the rare Republicans who've called him out, I mean, the idea of retaking over the party would seem like a less viable path than legitimately trying to start another party.
Yeah.
Because I think he will not let go of it. It will still be a source of money for him. And as we've seen in these primaries and throughout this entire presidential process, most Republicans are still too cowardly, even if they know better, to truly stand up to it. So I don't see some moment of like, oh my God, of an epiphany to change it. I think it will be a really devastating moment for a party that's lost its way and lost most of its money because of it.
Yeah, and it all started with Reagan. I mean, you know, that was really when the party just went nuts. And not that they hadn't been for a while. David Pepper, check out his newsletter, davidpepper.substack.com, Pepper Perspectives. It's brilliant. David, thanks a lot for dropping by.
Thank you. Appreciate checking in.
Always great having you on the program. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stick around 18 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls right after this.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own
but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Did you get Norske Nook pie for breakfast? Mr. Buck, I don't see any raspberry cream cheese pie over by you, so point for me.
Good morning, Mr. Buck.
Sometimes you're just incredibly mean.
Can we be happy for the fact that Todd Alba is delivering pies? Don't we have the best co-workers here?
Oh, yeah, great. With you literally rubbing pie in my face.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Lena Bloom for the Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail, and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The right-wing nut pastor named Joel Webbin.
What God's word says is be quiet.
I think the 19th Amendment should be repealed.
Hashtag me too. All you have to do is publicly execute a few women who have lied.
What? Let's dissuade women from reporting rapes by putting them to death.
Only a few women. Preferably the really loud ones.
With hey, makeup. Do I rate?
You absolutely... I was going to get there.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
He's a comedian, a writer, and an actor, and teaches comedy. One of Wisconsin's own, Dobie Maxwell, joins me here on Nightlight. Hey, Dobe.
Pete Schwabba, I am Chico. You're the man. Can you hear me? Is my Amish wood-burning computer plugged into the...
You got Amish. Oh, you got an update, buddy. I got gas powered and it's working like a charm. So it'll change your life.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Threshold.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to it. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and so-called organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, it's mess-free, it's full of nutrients, and it tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or will vary. Text fees may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. In the heat and the cold, they change the rules, move the poles. They make it hard just to cast our vote, to play our part. Over is oppression, stealing our rights in the land of the free. We got to fight for every voice to be heard, every vote to be cast, to break these chains, make our freedom last. ID laws and purges, they target the poor, minorities, the young, they silence the roar. They gerrymander districts, twist and turn. Welcome back. 25 minutes past the hour. Brett in Omaha, Nebraska. Hey, Brett, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for everything that you do. I'm so angry, and I'm also hopeful about this election. But, you know, my husband and I, we're from Oklahoma, and we fled Oklahoma like political refugees, we say. And we moved to Omaha, Nebraska, which is a wonderful blue dot in the middle of this red state. And, you know, I'm so frustrated because the religious right just continues to drive the Republican Party. And I remember, I'm 39, and I remember when I was younger that the Republican Party was, you know, conservative, yes, but about, you know, small government and fiscal conservatism. You know, they had differing opinions on things. And now, especially since Trump has come into power, you know, he's just given voice and a platform for this ultra conservative religious, you know, these religious zealots that, you know, I feel badly for the LGBTQ people that are still living in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. You know, they've now, Ryan Walters now has this thing where they're going to be, you know, teaching the Bible in all K-12 school classrooms. Right. And, you know, and it's just like, when are we just going to let people live their lives, you know, without, yep. You know, what we have Muslim people in this country and Hindu people in this country and agnostics and atheists, you know, I don't care what the Bible says about how I should live or how I should vote. You know, it just frustrates me, and I don't know what the solution is other than voting in someone like Kamala Harris.
Yeah, amen. It's Tim Walz, you know, telling them to mind their own damn business. It's really the bottom line. Brett, thank you for the call. I totally get it. I heard from a gay member of my family this morning who was almost in tears, just worried about what's going on. It is a difficult time.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to DrMartyPets.com/Tom, DrMartyPets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
CBS News Special Report, Campaign 24.
CBS News projects Republicans take control of the Senate. CBS's Scott McFarlane on the significance.
So impactful when it comes to Supreme Court nominations, a cabinet, legislation, border bills. All of this now will go through a Republican Senate, which, by the way, does not have a designated leader yet. Mitch McConnell is stepping back.
CBS News projects former President Donald Trump wins Alaska, with Vice President Harris projected to win New Mexico. The electoral count so far is Trump 246, Harris 194. Instead of Harris showing up on stage at her Howard University headquarters, campaign co-chair Cedric Richmond announces,
she will be back here to address not only the HU family, not only to address her supporters, but to address the nation. So thank you. We believe in you. May God bless you. May God keep you.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner, with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in fifth place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number three, and Conclave at number four. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy, upper 40s in the overnight. We'll have a west breeze around 10 miles per hour. On Wednesday, the clouds stay with us with highs of the middle 50s. On Thursday, sunshine, north winds, highs of the upper 50s. Right now, it's 51.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the vote totals, give you updates, and have our news team from around the state join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
My health. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go to superbearing.com to get 15% off and save even more on bundles with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing.com, and the code is Tom. Superbearing is spelled super B-E-R-I-N-E.com, superbearing.com. And then just use that code Tom, T-H-O-M, to get your 15% off. Superbearing.com, and the code is Tom, T-H-O-M.
Crushing dissent as he tightens the chains. Go P dates, notes, trying to play the same game. He doesn't want to keep refugees at bay. Calls them rapists while his followers pray. With media in his hands, courts by his side, the future they see is nowhere to hide. Strongman dreams, they're setting the stage. Trump and Orban turning the page. Hungary's path, a glimpse of tomorrow. Freedom fading, it's a tale of sorrow. If you wanna see what they plan to do, look to Hungary, the nightmare's coming true. In Budapest, crowds cheered as freedoms died. The GOP echoes hiding nothing inside. From courts to schools.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Hopefully not. Hopefully the nightmare is not coming true. We'll see. We'll know probably tomorrow, maybe even tonight. Steve in Oak Lawn, Illinois. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hi. I was sitting at my daughter's kitchen table eating from a bag of Goldfish crackers. I was babysitting my 5-year-old grandson and 2-year-old granddaughter, and I was sharing with my grandson these crackers, and I decided I'm going to tease him. I'll show him a cracker and then just put it in my mouth. And very indignantly, he says, "You have to share." And I said, "Oh, you're a Democrat." And he said, "I'm not a Democrat. You're a Democrat." Okay, so here's a teachable moment. So I tell them, you know, Democrats believe that you have to share.
Right.
Republicans believe that you don't have to share.
That's good. That's
and
a good
summary,
Steve.
Here's the kicker. The crackers, they weren't even mine. They were my daughter's. So Republicans, you know, they live off what has already come. And I just had to share that.
That's a marvelous story, Steve. That was marvelous. Thank you so much.
I love it. It's so easy to understand.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And that instinct that little kids have is wired into all of us. I mean, we are instinct. This is, you know, at the core of my book, The Hidden History of American Democracy, that we are literally, along with pretty much every other mammal on Earth, wired for cooperation and sharing, and
yeah,
democracy.
Yeah, I was really proud of my daughter and her husband for instilling in that child that, yes, you have to share.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he had a, you
there
know,
you go. There you go.
He had a sister, you know.
There you go. Steve, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. That was
all right.
Was
thank
one.
You. Yep, thank you very much for all you do.
Sure enough. Floor in San Diego, California. Hey, Floor, thanks for listening to KSNJ. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Thank you so much for providing a forum. I just wanted to emphasize, I'm a first-time caller, and I was motivated to call because of the previous caller who talked about how inflation is affecting her life. Mm-hmm. And I think the story that the Democrats have not told is just how devastating COVID was, and that the inflation comes from Biden's I mean, he spent almost half of his administration navigating us through COVID, and he put a floor under people. He sent checks out so that people could, you know, so it would help with their rent and groceries and so forth. And this was printing money and putting money into the economy, but it was for a good purpose. And contrast that with what happened in 2008 when the banks and the corporations were bailed out and people in their 50s and 60s lost their homes at a point in their lives when there was no way that they were going to recover. So I think COVID, you know, that COVID story really needed to be told, and how Trump called it a hoax and we lost valuable time while he was dancing around the issue and lost over a million people, where other countries didn't lose, you know, proportionally as much as we did. And also COVID as a driver of immigration. Mm-hmm. You know, people don't walk or leave their homes, you know, thousands of miles, you know, just for nothing. Yeah. You know, they look for something that's floating, and the United States is that barge that they, you know, seek to get on. A friend has a son who lives in Ecuador, and 4 years later, they still do not have mail service. COVID really reamed out these marginal economies.
That's true. That's true. And it hit us too badly also.
And
to some extent, the spending that got us through COVID produced inflation. I think to a larger extent, it was the disruptions in the supply lines, because the inflation really, really began in the last months of the Trump administration, when those supply lines were really getting whacked. But the simple reality is that Biden and Harris have got it under control. We've got inflation down to 2.7% right now. Ronald Reagan never got inflation below 4.1% in his entire 8 years. I mean, it's like we're doing
exactly.
good. We're doing good. Flora, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Very insightful. Appreciate it. Alina in Redmond, Washington. Alina or Elena? Am I saying
Elena,
right?
Yes.
Elena.
Thank you.
What's up?
Yes, I will be as fast as I can. I've been volunteering for a candidate in Congressional District 9 in Washington State. So her name is Melissa Chaudhry. She's running against Adam Smith, who's been in the House for a very long time. And like I tell people I knock on doors for, there's not a war he never voted for. He votes for all the wars. When Democrats are in charge, he's the head of the Armed Services Committee. His main funders are defense contractors and AIPAC. Oddly enough, he is a member of the Progressive Caucus, but I think pretty much anybody can become a member if they pay the dues. And they're not monitoring how the particular member is raising money.
Right.
This district is very diverse. It's one of the most diverse in Washington State. It's a majority minority and a majority woman. And Melissa Chaudhry, her main concern is Gaza war.
Melissa a Republican?
To stop weapons transfers. No, she's a Democrat.
Oh, so this is a left-wing
Democrat.
So you got a Democrat running against a Democrat?
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. How did that happen?
We have Washington State has an open primary system, so whoever gets the top two spots,
jungle primaries, just like California does. Okay, interesting.
Yes.
Well.
So she's the underdog. She doesn't have much money, but she does have a following, I hope, and so that's why I'm calling, in hopes that somebody who hears me will mark the ballot for her in CD9.
For Melissa Chaudhry. Very good. Okay, Alina, thank you so much for sharing that with us, and I appreciate it.
Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
My pleasure. Mark in Valley, Washington. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Well, Tom, first, before I lay down this little scenario, I got to get a clarification from you. If a couple, let's say two or three counties in a state refuse to certify the election from their county, can that keep the whole state from being able to certify the election for the whole state?
It depends on the state. Odds are no, because what's happening increasingly is that courts are basically saying you must certify this vote. But there may be some states where they could pull that off. We'll find out tonight or tomorrow.
All right. So now, what I'm hearing, the only strategy I'm actually hearing from the Democrats, I know they have been winning in court cases, so they do have something else, the legal strategy, but is turnout. And I don't see how turnout is going to stop them from trying to get this to where it goes to the, you know, to the states to vote on it, or gets thrown. I think what they're really going to try to do is get it thrown in front of the Supreme Court.
Yeah, of course. They've already started. They've already filed the lawsuits that they hope will end up before the Supreme Court.
Turnout
increases your margin of victory, and you know when the margin of victory is large enough that it's indisputable, then the case doesn't end up before a court.
Let's hope, because you know as well as I do, you know, even if she wins by a landslide, Trump's just going to turn that on its head and say that's proof that there was a shenanigan because look at the poll.
Yeah, Trump is going to, but the court will have a real, you know, the six Republicans on the Supreme Court will have a really difficult time intervening like they did in 2005, unless there's a state like there was in 2000 where you know, you had George Bush winning by 500 votes, or at least that was the theory. Mark, thanks for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where smart people get their news. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
There are some words that only get used in association with a phrase or another word. Nobody ever uses the word tribulation. You talk about the trials and tribulations. Another one would be vim. Nobody uses vim unless you're talking about vim and vigor. I'm going to make that list of words that you never hear unless it's in that particular phrase.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Liz Cheney, famous not Democrat, endorsed Kamala Harris for president.
I know that the most conservative of conservative values is fidelity to our Constitution.
Liz Cheney said that.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Patriotism above partisanship.
Listen to Rational Revolution with Mark Becker wherever you get your podcasts.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else.
Right? Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media Media app.
Test.org number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. And I have used dozens of probiotics over the years. This stuff really works. This is the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time at justthrivehealth.com. And then use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. JustThriveHealth.com. JustThriveHealth.com. Promo code TOM.
A chorus of paws and hearts so bright. We gather round, our voices strong. Singing for justice all night long. Twitching and tails held high. We won't be silenced. We'll never
51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Marty in Wixom, Michigan. Hey, Marty, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Happy Election Day.
Thank you. Hopefully. Back at you. Indeed, hopefully.
I thought I'd give you a brief update from Michigan, where I spent a couple hours this morning doing literature distribution at one of our polling places in Oakland County.
Okay.
We got good weather, good steady flow of voters here today. But important to note that our legislature and Secretary of State have done a great job here in Michigan setting up a couple weeks of early voting and easy mail-in ballots and so forth. Mm-hmm. That really helps reduce the election day lines. But I did want to compliment you on your Hartman Report piece yesterday about the incredible rise of billionaire domination of our elections.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is absolutely right on. And I believe it's the single most important message citizens need to hear.
I agree.
In relation to that, I'm very upset with the news media. They actually don't talk about this story.
That's correct.
I mean, I live in Michigan. I can attest to the barrage of misleading and lying right-wing ads every night on TV. It's completely unprecedented, both in amount and in tone. Heck, if I was a low information voter and didn't know these were lies, I wouldn't vote for Harris.
Yep.
But I think there's a really interesting piece of evidence about the impact of these ads, and that is the shocking Iowa poll results that came out yesterday. Mm-hmm. By a very highly regarded pollster, showed Harris up by more than 3 percentage points in Iowa.
Yep.
I think the obvious explanation that I'm not seeing any pundits discuss is that Iowa has not received any of that billionaire TV barrage because they were not regarded as a swing state.
That's what I was speculating about earlier today.
Yeah, I mean, voters there have basically just been exposed to normal election coverage. As deficient as that coverage is, even that is sufficient to convince a majority in anomaly red state that Harris is a better choice.
Yep. Yep.
I mean, the bottom line is if Trump wins, it'll be a victory completely purchased by a handful of billionaires.
Correct. Yep. Absolutely correct. Yeah, it's a big problem, Marty. The two big things, you know, yesterday it was money in politics. Today it was right to vote. These are the two things that Kamala Harris has promised will be the first two things on her agenda if she becomes president. You know, passing the For the People Act and passing the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. Those two things are there's nothing more important. I mean, it's crazy that. You know, governments can take away, have to go to court to take away your guns, but they can take away your vote without even telling you. It's just absolutely nuts, and it's crazy that billionaires are buying our elections. Marty, I got to move along with thank you. Thank you for the report from Michigan. It's great to hear from you. Glenn in Middletown, Connecticut. Hey, Glenn, what's on your mind today?
Hey there. I have a quick question for you. It's the first time I'm calling, but I really do enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I heard you say something the beginning of your show today, and let's just say I'm just a little bit nervous today, a little anxious, maybe staying up late tonight. But you said something along the lines of, I believe it's going to be a landslide.
Yeah. Blowout is the
and
way
I was
it is,
wondering.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
And I was just wondering if you could just say, spend 1 minute or two just supporting that theory.
Sure.
Why do you think that?
I don't think that the polls have been catching women, frankly. I think there's a lot of women who only occasionally vote who are going to be voting in this election. There's a lot of women who just registered to vote. There's a lot of women who are married to Republicans who are not going to tell a pollster who they're going to vote for, and they're going to vote for Harris. I think the women are the wild card in this election this year, Glenn, and I think they're going to bring it home for us.
Well, I really hope and pray you are right.
Yeah, me too.
I can't say it anymore, and I hope you are. So anyway, all righty, well, I'll let you move on here. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Rob in Mount Iron, Minnesota. Hey, Rob, I only have 30 seconds. You got a quick one?
Yeah, as quick as I can be, the public service announcement is on YouTube. Most of the posts for the presidential election say that Trump is going to win. So that's where he's loading his guns already for when he's going to be able to do it another big lie. And the one thing is Mutual of Omaha is going to cut our drug program for Medicare and enrollees. Have you got any recommendations?
Medicare itself, Medicare.gov, has a website where you can look at the drug programs, and there's a number of them that are free. And just sign up with something else, because you're right, Mutual of Omaha is dropping that coverage. Rob, we'll see. We'll see what the election does. Thanks for the call. And thanks for keeping it tight. I appreciate that. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So if you haven't voted yet, get out there and vote today. Last chance. And we'll catch up with you tomorrow. Tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food.
When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text...
A new choice. Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will discuss election results. We will discuss whether or not we have election results. I hope you'll join us.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 11. The Dom Salvia Show.
I had somebody recently in one of the classes I was teaching saying to me, I don't do politics, Mr. Santo. I don't spend all my time watching MSNBC and reading the opinion columns. I get that.
You might not do politics, but sooner or later, politics is going to do you. Yeah. You got to have some basic level of understanding of what government is about and how it functions and a little bit of the history of it.
You need to do enough.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation.